welcome to Frontier Fiction and Actual Play Dungeons & Dragons podcast. We're coming to you all the way from the frozen north. It's not easy to stay sane in Alaska, so we get to gather with one of our favorite pastimes to let the voices in our heads out to play. I'm Colton, and I'll be the DM tonight.
I'm Anna, and I'll be playing Maeve.
I'm Veda, and I'll be playing Solana.
I'm Zev, and I'll be playing Max.
Moisey, playing Dacian.
Cool. Let's roll to see who's doing our crazy recap.
It's so crazy. It's wild. 14.
12.
Two.
She's covering her dot.
I got a one.
I got a six, and I thought I was going to have to do it for the 12th time in a row. But
Wasey got a two.
By the bell.
I have to do it.
Okay. All right. Will you time me?
I would love to.
Okay. Tell me why.
Money barks. Get set. Go.
Okay, Maddox talked to his children that he employed. Solana went to the temple to try to calm down and rejuvenate with the sun. Maeve tried to figure out some potions. Maeve leaked some knowledge she probably shouldn't have. And then we all met at Maeve's to decide what we're going to do next. So we're going to go to the circus. Woo!
Cool. Nice. That's where we'll pick up. Everybody's at Maeve's house. Bon is there. Morph is there. You guys are there. Everybody.
So everybody's there.
Everybody.
Conroy's not there.
The two not named dogs, both there.
After, because I remember they were cooking breakfast and whatnot. Mm-hmm. After we had a chance to get something to eat, I would be pretty anxious to get out of what's your face's house.
Maeve?
Yeah. are we all gonna head out, or what's the plan, Jason?
When's the circus?
I think it's always.
Always?
In our hearts.
In our hearts?
And in the town right now. They just came into town. They were doing cartwheels. We saw them on the way over.
But when are they, like, performing? Do you remember anything they said? Because I don't.
I didn't get a pamphlet. Silly me. I'm sorry.
Well, that's helpful.
But I guess usually, like, there's afternoon shows and night shows. That's when things get real crazy.
For now, we could try to see if there's anybody that doesn't belong there or that just joined recently or something. And when they've got some downtime, see if anybody looks like they're trying to find, what's her name? The big one.
Bon.
Yeah, Bon.
Yeah, that's what I meant.
My name is Bon. Names are very important
to me. I've heard that.
I have taken the time to learn each of your names.
Do you want to get on our bad side?
Join the circus. So, Bon, you're not coming with us, correct? Because you don't feel rejuvenated enough. Is that right?
I have been relaxing on this farm for several days.
Uh-huh. Yeah, last time...
But I was not invited.
I believe... Well, in podcast time a week ago, in our fantasy time 3 minutes ago, I actually specifically asked you if you felt up to confront any people that would be coming to get you. And you said,
I don't feel I've recharged all the way and would not be sufficiently...
I thought you were referring to the circus.
Which time? Both times
just,
I was.
Just now.
Yeah. Well, theoretically, the reason we're going to the circus is because we believe the people that had been communicating with Billy could be involved in the circus, hence why they have come just now after talking about rescheduling the destination for the meeting place and delivery of the package. Is that right, Daisy?
Yes.
Otherwise, why the heck would we go to the circus?
For fun? Yeah.
Okay, Maeve. Would you like to come with us, Juan?
I don't know if that would be the best idea at the moment.
She looks like she was about to say yes, and then she looks disappointed and well, scowls and says, I have work to do. Come, Mort. And Mort goes, ah.
It could help us figure out what's going on, you know, if we bring her and then there's a big scene, then we know that there's a big scene. And then we might be able to find out, you know, who's actually after her.
Solana,
for what reason?
As much as it pleases me to hear you repeat a suggestion that I made,
mm-hmm.
that you declined previously.
Yes.
I thought you had strong reservations against using her as bait, as you called it.
No, but I don't want to, like, make her feel stuck here. I mean, she's her own person, and she has a hard time understanding what you say, so I was repeating it for Vaughn.
Okay. So, Vaughn, you can translate for me if you like.
Vaughn pauses. She's, like, got one foot out the back door, and she has her hat on, and it kind of looks like she's scowling a little bit under the hat.
Would you like to stay here and work, or come with us, be bait, and possibly fight?
I cannot stay here if it's possible that you will be in danger. I would not feel right about myself.
That is very sweet.
I have these morals that perhaps one day you will understand.
I only hope that one day I'm as wise and considerate as you, Bon Bon.
This is a worthy cause. You will do well.
Thank you. I'm gonna walk out and start muttering under my breath a conversation with another person muttering under their breath. To clarify, out the front door. Like, mm-hmm. I'm pacing in the yard now.
Okay. In front of the corn.
In front of the corn, yeah.
The coin. The desert
the coin. The coin. Correct. I like that when we laughed randomly, he said, we gotta edit that out. But he laughs randomly. Oh, we're gonna keep that.
I was laughing at Vanna's face. She was looking blankly at the screen with her mouth open. Like she was anticipating something. I don't know.
What's gonna happen next?
This is my favorite movie. There's a little bar go up and down.
Yeah, I'm pacing outside the coin. The desert coin.
The desert coin.
So does that mean you won't be coming with us, Bon?
I will join you if there is a chance of peril. Especially
for my sake. If you come with us, there is a chance of peril.
That's how, yeah, I was about to say. It seems to follow us. Mm-hmm. Solana's right. A little sad right now. Okay.
All right, let's get ready to go then. Mava's gonna start grabbing random
new stuff idea. Bon walk through, and we watch to see what kind of trouble she gets in. Sound like a good idea?
Well, as long as we're all there and keeping a good eye on her, I don't see the parm. She can take care of herself.
Did you say parm?
No, I said harm.
Okay, if that's what you guys want to do, I guess that's what we'll do.
All right. You guys are heading there now?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
After, is Mort coming?
Mort?
Yeah.
No.
Okay. So he stays, and he's wrapping up the chores, grumbling even more with the dogs. Bon, kind of straightens her hat out a little bit and pulls her collar up a little bit higher, and she tags along with you guys, kind of striking a less suspicious gait as she walks, though due to her sheer size, she's still quite a spectacle. You guys exit Maeve's property, make your way all the way through the town square underneath the Zenithal Palace, and walk over towards where all of the wagons get hitched up and wait in town, all the caravans, and a large section of the caravan kind of camping grounds has been like kind of fenced off with these kind of wind-blown, sun-bleached flags on a thin rope that look like once they were very, very brightly colored, and they're set with these light poles that are tapped into the ground, and in the center you can see all of the wagons of the Grand Circus are set up kind of in a circle, some kind of lightly obscured by these makeshift pop-up tents or just tent walls that obscure line of sight towards what's going on inside of the circle. And there are people kind of lined up and crowded around this area and waiting to get inside the circle of wagons. You can hear shouting and kind of busking going on, like some haggling going on. You can hear like the cries of a grand voice that rolls his R's and points at things and goes, "Behold!" And then you can hear people inside go, "Oh!" and like all gasp at the same time. And Bon is kind of looking around and she says, "I've heard of the circus, but they rarely stopped to perform for my people. So we only saw the wagons as they passed by."
Just to clarify a point, like, once we were hitting the town, I wouldn't be walking with Bon.
Okay.
Because I wanted to see, like, people's, from the outside, people's checking her out.
And yeah. All that. For sure. Yeah.
For Dacian.
Yeah. Who is, who's walking with Bon?
Maeve would be.
Okay.
And Solana.
Maeve and Solana. Dacian, what are you doing?
He would probably be trying to walk slightly ahead of them and checking out various vendors or entertainers and talking to them and trying to figure out whether or not there was anybody new that joined the crew or meaning the circus crew, and also trying to pay attention to what's going on with Bon and the rest of them.
Okay. Let's break that down. First, you can give me a perception check to look for anything unusual.
Okay. 18.
18. You notice the occasional person on the way, like the shop, occasional shopkeeper or a little person in a tent with a stall, do a double take of Bon. She's very tall. Goliaths in this area, not at all unheard of.
Mm-hmm.
Not even particularly rare. You'd see a few a day walking through the city streets. But she's wearing rather unusual attire, though not flamboyant.
Mm-hmm.
She kind of is dressed like a well-put-together normal person that is much taller than mm-hmm. usual, which, you know, kind of, as much as you can do deduce, causes people to look twice.
Right.
Yeah. Though their eyes don't linger, she's not extremely attractive to the average person, or by the average standard, and you don't see people, their curiosity lingering either.
Okay.
Everyone has their own business to attend to. Secondly, why don't you give me an insight check as you ask strangers for vague information about the circus.
Okay. That's pretty cocked. 15.
Yeah. So just kind of making your way towards the circus, you drop some really kind of pointed, short sentence intrigue questions to some people, like, "Check out the circus yet?" Or, you know, like, "Anything we're seeing this year?" You know, and you kind of just get, you get the idea. Most people are more interested in keeping the conversation going to draw your attention towards their wares mm-hmm. than telling you about the circus. The little bits of information you do get is that there's supposed to be a basilisk in the circus array now, and that the kobolds have learned a couple of new tricks, but nothing extremely unusual or grandly exciting.
Okay.
I would be trying to locate the leader of the circus. What would that be called?
That would be Sullivan. And it is Sullivan's Grand Traveling Circus.
Yeah.
So,
yeah, title?
He would be most certainly, if you're familiar with the circus at all, he would be the R-rolling voice in the center of the circle of wagons. So he's not out and about. It's kind of a sectioned off area that you have to pay to gain admittance to.
But we can I can pretty much deduce where he would be.
Yeah, almost certainly you imagine he would be entertaining the crowds inside of the circle.
Oh, all the time? I'd be looking for his, tent, where he would dwell when he's not performing.
Sure, give me an investigation check.
22.
So, around the back end of the wagons, closer to the wall where there's less thoroughfare, there's less foot traffic, you can tell, the rattier tent walls are and flags, and you can see, some of the circus workers still painted and dressed are, sitting on barrels and smoking various implements or eating lunches or napping or chit-chatting or taking a pull from a flask and seem to be relaxing, like the break area, if you will. There are about four wagons that are next to each other. One of them, they're all the same model of wagon. They look very functional, very comfortable, tough for a long desert journey. They are wheeled wagons instead of sleighs or sleds, and with the wide wheels that the desert have. One of them is painted up, though, a little bit more flamboyantly, and you suspect that might be the personal abode of a person of interest on this. Likely could be Sullivan's own personal wagon.
Cool. But it's pretty far away. Does it look like there's guards and stuff like that?
So the wagons are facing away from the circle and towards kind of where everybody's chilling out and taking a break.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. There's not guards per se at all. There's some staff, some roadies, circus hands, all the people that don't have to juggle or whatever, or are on break.
I'm just going to meander in then.
Okay. To where?
Towards his tent, but not go in.
Towards his wagon?
Yeah.
Okay.
Towards his wagon, but not go in.
Sure.
Just maybe go towards that group of people that are around there, chilling, breaking.
Yeah, there are, there's three gentlemen that look kind of tired and maybe just the slightest bit drunk, and they are kind of speaking in hushed voices, sitting on a barrel, and the other two, one sitting cross-legged on the ground, one's leaning against one of the wagons, and they're just kind of chit-chatting. And they kind of look you up and down as you get closer and nod, and they're like, you looking for business? You looking for work? Answers, or?
I just based on the circus's name.
Sullivan.
Sullivan's Grand Traveling Circus.
Thank you. I was actually looking for Sullivan.
Oh, he's in the ring.
Yeah, I figured. But he takes breaks every now and then, right? I know him from a while back.
Mostly at night, after the late drunk crowd comes through, after the bars close, then he'll call it a night.
Okay. If you see him, could you let him know that Maddox stopped by?
Maddox?
Yeah.
Okay. What's it worth to you?
Nothing.
Nothing? That's a shame.
But it's probably worth a lot to him.
My memory is not so great these days.
Well, I'm not in the habit of rewarding people for poor intellect. So you can tell him or you cannot, but if you do tell him, I'm sure he'd be happy to hear it, and maybe you get the reward from him.
All right, well, have a great day.
Farewell. I'll head back up.
Okay.
What are you guys doing?
Solana has never seen the circus before because she's, you know, just super busy usually with temple stuff, and there's not a lot of free time to go do things for herself. So she's kind of like eagerly trying to go in and see it with Maeve and Bon.
Gotcha.
This isn't a mission for Solana. This is a field trip.
Yeah. She's Bon's really like, excited.
Gathering intel. Yay.
What ingredients do you put in this?
How many times can you juggle that sword?
Yeah.
I would like to know.
Yeah.
Important mission information.
So Bon is standing there kind of outside of the circle, and she's looking at it, and she's looking at you guys for a second as you're sizing it up, and she goes, I believe that we are to get in line here. And she points towards kind of where the crowd of people starts. It's very obvious.
Mm. Okay, let's do it. Let's go get in line.
You guys go ahead and get in line. I'm going to go see about doing the circus.
You're going to go... What?
Yeah, of course.
Okay.
Well, she's gone.
So okay. I'm going to go to the wagon circle where everybody's kind of hanging out.
Oh, around back?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You can see Maddox kind of, I don't know, how you presenting yourself as you leave.
Handsome?
Maeve doesn't think so.
Okay. Maddox is, you can see Maddox's back as you approach around the side of the wagons. And you can see there are some people still painted up. Some people look like they're busy moving ropes or arranging things. You can see people with little rolls of paper and powder that seem to be doing something over kind of in a tent that has like a string across it. And you can see a few people leaning this way or that. One gentleman looks like he's napping underneath a wagon. You can see his feet sticking out from underneath it, and they're twitching just ever so slightly.
I may would walk towards the group of people that are all painted up.
Okay.
And approach them. Hello!
Yeah, they instantly turn to face you and smile and strike grand poses, and they're like, greetings! And like one of them does a cartwheel, like just second nature, and they're like, the entrance to the circus is right around the front. You should check it out. Who knows what's in store this year?
I'm very interested in that. I will definitely go check that out later. But right now, I was curious. See, I have a very particular set of skills that I feel like would kind of potentially be lucrative in this sort of business. So I was wondering, what would be the process to go about by joining this circus? Is it easy? Is it hard?
She wants to join. Yeah, she wants to join. One of them says, can you do this? And he's standing on his head, and he like kind of pops, and one of his hands goes in the air, so it's just on one hand, and then he starts to kick his feet a little bit, and there's these bells on his feet that go ding, 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 ding.
I would actually love to try. It seems like great fun. But no, my skills lie in a more unique direction, I would say. But I was just curious, is this something that, is there an application process? Can people just join up if they feel like it?
Hmm. Another one kind of stands up, and they're holding like five brightly colored balls, and they start juggling them, and they're like, can you do this?
No, I'm quite adept at actually juggling pottery, but not balls.
Well, we don't have a pottery display.
No.
How attached are you to your fingers? One of them says, and it like holds your hands and looks at them.
Incredibly so. I'm gonna pull them away.
Give me a perception check.
Seven?
Mm-hmm. With the seven, you notice something is odd about the person who just asked you that question, but you can't quite place it.
I'm going to take a step away and be like, well, my skills actually are more on the lines of the supernatural, if you will.
He goes like this, and he takes a knife, and he cuts his hand off. And he goes, ah! And he starts screaming.
Maeve is just going to stare a little bit, not really upset, not really taken aback, just kind of curious.
Then he adjusts his cuff and he wiggles the fingers on the severed hand, and then like wipes the knife clean, and he goes, oh, all better. Can you do that?
Maeve's gonna like just raise an eyebrow and be like, again, not really my direction.
What can you do?
So glad you asked. She's going to,
We need to draw crowds. That's how we make money. Can you draw a crowd?
I have some things that I can do. And she's going to... She's been holding herself kind of as small as possible during this whole interaction. Just, mm-hmm. like, little. So she's going to kind of, like, take a couple steps back and kind of hunch her shoulders over and rub her hands in the ground and be, in the dust and kind of make a huge... shuffle her feet and pat the ground and make a cloud of dust. And then she's going to, like, roll her shoulder back. And as she rolled her shoulder back, she's going to transform into a giant and start taking steps towards them. Mm-hmm. And then she's going to... is there anything heavy around?
There's wagons.
Okay, she's going to try to pick up one end of the wagon.
One end of the wagons?
Yes.
Sure. Go ahead and give me a strength check.
Oh, come on.
I'm gonna say it's a traveling wagon.
Mm-hmm.
It...
24.
24. Okay. Yeah.
Plus, I get a strength bonus because I'm a giant.
You do.
Yeah. More stuff.
The 24 is probably enough.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Okay. You go to the tongue of the wagon. There are no beasts of burden attached to it currently. And grabbing the end of it, you just start lifting and you feel your boots press into the ground a little bit. And then, you know, the sand displaces slightly. And then, excuse me, the front of the wagon picks up about 3-4 feet off of the ground. And you turn around, kind of look over your shoulder, and they're clapping. You're like, wow, that's great. That's great. Can you stand on your hands while you're doing that?
Oh, probably, but I'd save that for a performance. I have
Could
more.
You juggle mules?
With some practice.
What about acrobats?
Yes.
Interesting, interesting. And they seem kind of like they start talking. They're like, what if Francis, Josie, and Charlie did flips while she juggled them? And then what kind of outfit would we put her in? And they seem kind of excited about it.
All right, so as long as someone kind of has a set of skills, is it pretty easy to just join your troop, or is there still sort of like a vetting process?
Well, mostly it's just a matter of being able to stick around through the lifestyle.
Makes sense.
Life on the road, you know? It takes, doesn't take much, but it takes all, everything, all of your time.
I can see that. Something else I've been curious about. Is there anybody else who's joined this troop recently? I hate being the newest person by myself. If everybody else has been around for seasons and seasons.
I mean, the hands come and go, and then the guy takes his hand and he cuts it off again. But no, all of our big acts have mostly been the same for quite a while. It's just, you know, the tent handlers, the animal care people, the occasional tumbler, and, you know, people sometimes just pass away on the road. The desert's a hard place, and, you know, honestly, alcoholism kind of runs in this line of work.
Oh, I feel that. she's going to nod a little bit and like, yeah, that makes sense. How many people you travel with? Is it a big community? Pretty small? Tight-knit?
We're probably like 40.
40? Alright.
Depends on... Do you count kobolds?
What's a
kobold? Because then we're about 60.
What's a kobold?
You couldn't give me a history check to see if you know what a kobold is.
I got a 13, I believe. 13.
So a kobold is a small humanoid dragon-like creature.
Hmm.
So it's kind of like, imagine if goblins were lizards.
Oh.
So kind of the same vibe as a goblin. Mm-hmm. Mythical little beast. Actually, the word kobold in our world comes from the same legends and stories as the word goblin. But in... Dungeons and Dragons talk, they're little
dragon people that are mischievous and silly. They cannot vote in any society, really. They have somewhat of a frontal lobe thing going. They understand pleasure and pain and reciprocity. But they have a limited capacity for the academic.
Wonderful. All right, well, I'm going to go check out the circus now and just kind of see what kind of a... just where it would fit in, sort of, see if it's something I'm interested in doing. But thank you for your time, gentlemen. And your names? I'm going to hold out my hand to the one that cut off his hands. Mm-hmm.
I go by Handy.
Handy. I've heard that name here recently, but I can't really place that. I'm going to shake the hand if it's attached.
He turns away for a second, and you're still holding his hand.
Okay.
And then he comes back, and he rejoins the wrist to the hand.
They would very calmly deal with that and just be like, okay. And then shake the hand of the next one.
Mm-hmm.
And ask for all their names.
Yeah, they each give you their unique, interesting names. Okay. That you remember or forget in this fiction.
Perfect.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And then she'd go back and join, see if she could find Solana and Bon.
Okay. Yeah, Solana and Bon, would you have been... I mean, this has been 5 minutes of Maeve wandering away, which you're not disused to. Would you have waited for her to return, or would you have been excited to go in?
She thought Maeve was going to be gone, so she just went in.
You expect to see Maeve in costume.
Yeah. We'll see her in there. So yeah, she probably wouldn't have waited.
Yeah. You guys shuffle up to the line. It is morning. Morning's not the busiest time for a circus. More after people are done with work for the day is when circus fair really picks up. And then, of course, at nighttime when the lights come out, that's when circuses really get to hopping. But the crowd moves pretty quick. It doesn't seem like all of the full acts, the show, the short plays, the full fiction and fanfare are being put forth at the moment. But the curiosities are on display. And you can see there's a gentleman juggling out front, and he's like, step right up, folks. Get in line for a short moment. 3 silver pieces, and you can come in and you can see the crazy kobolds of the Northwest. Or, this year, the mighty basilisks. Don't worry, folks. This one is blinded, and it can't turn you to stone, though it might freeze your heart where you stand in fear. And you just can see some people go like,
oh! Solana was one of those. She's very intrigued.
There's pretty much a constant little shuffle. The line is not frozen at all. People are moving in, and you can see it exits kind of around the other side of the wagons, just to keep it like you kind of walk through the ring once or hang out in there and then go out the other side. And at the there's 2 tent partitions that are next to each other, and there's a gentleman there. He's wearing a red jacket and a smart little black cap and some white breeches, and he has a purse next to him, and he's taking silver coins from people, putting them in the curse, bowing to them, and explaining to them. He's like, please try to keep traffic moving to the left. Take as much time as you want and enjoy Sullivan's Grand Traveling Circus. If you collect a stamp on the way out, you can come back tonight at a discount. Yeah. And he's repeating this message over and over again, complimenting people as they move forward. As Bond gets closer, he says, my goodness, have you ever considered looking for work? And Bon looks down at him and she says, I work hard every day. And then she takes out 3 silver pieces, and then she looks at you and she takes out 3 more.
Oh, I can do that.
Puts her hand on your shoulder and hands it to the man, and the man goes, wow. And he puts them in the coin purse, and then he bows deeply and beckons you through.
Thanks, Bon.
I'm happy to make this, how do you say, my treat.
Okay, she's going to start moving.
Yeah. So you pull the tarp just ever so slightly aside. It's not quite wide enough to get through as it sits, and you look inside, and there is a sea of people. In the center, there is a kind of impromptu stage that's elevated. There are bars around it and a fancy tent topper, complete with little streamers that connect to the wagons and tent partitions around the outside of it. Inside, you can see a man with a wide white mustache and a monocle that is quite comically large. He's got a whip and an off-white robe, and he's standing kind of on this, it looks like a barrel with a fancy, sanguine blanket draped over the top of it, next to this colossal beast that is next to him, and it's kind of hard to make out all of its contours and its lines. It's clearly sleeping. Its head is tucked underneath its arm, and its scaly body is wrapped around this person who's standing up in the middle of it with the whip, which he is not cracking, and he's waving his hands this way and that. His mustaches are waving about in the wind, and he's like, "Behold the mighty basilisk, tame as a kitten underneath my safekeeping hands and mustaches." And he twirls them, and he's like, "Enjoy Sullivan's grand traveling service. And I, Sullivan, am always at your service."
Wow. She claps.
Around the sides, you can see there are, there are bars on each of the wagons. Their faces are pointing towards the middle so people can walk around the circle, and they're kind of exposed, the things that are inside of them. Looking immediately to your left, you see a small crowd of people move away and leave an opening on the closest wagon. And Bon walks up and looks inside of it. Let me see. There is a dog, just a dog, on the inside. And there's a person sitting next to it on a stool. And the dog is it's tan on the belly and the paws. Black hair that's kind of long and spiky on the back. It's got one ear that's drooped down and the other one that's sticking up, and it's sitting there panting, and the guy's kind of boredly sitting next to it. And you and Bon walk up, and he's kind of like looking like he's waiting for a crowd to show up. Right about this time, Maeve, if you had entered the circus, you would have walked in. And Maddox, were you going in at all?
Maddox is... He's changing his appearance and going around to everybody he can find in the circus, spreading the name of Maddox, the fantastical, mesmerizing man that can transport your mind to magical worlds, just to get people talking about it and make them think that he's going to be in the circus as part of the performance.
So wow. You're telling people...
Yes.
Maddox will be in the circus.
Well, yes, some of them I'm telling specifically he will be. Some of them I'm asking, is he gonna be this year? You know, oh man, have you heard about this guy? Oh, I heard Maddox is gonna be in this show. He and him and Sullivan go way back, you know, all that stuff.
Go ahead and give me a... this is definitely deception. Because you're lying.
15.
No. Okay.
15. That's your lot.
So you find yourself walking up to a crowd of people, and you can hear them whispering, like, "I heard they had a falling out. This Maddox guy, apparently it was his circus," and like the rumors are flying off on their own.
That's great.
Off the handle, yeah, before you even make your full round.
That's perfect.
Jason, what are you doing?
He would be hitting up some of the performers, asking them things like, is there anybody that I shouldn't bother seeing this year that's no good? Like, they're not worth my time.
Who are you asking?
Some of the performers.
Around back, or?
Those that are... I thought they were...
The breaking ones?
The ones that were doing the advertising?
Okay, the ones, the jugglers and stuff,
yeah,
out front?
Yeah.
Sure, the fanfare team. Yep. So you're asking them if there's any of the acts that aren't worth your time this year?
Mm-hmm.
Very, very customer service answers. Like, Sullivan's performances are always fresh, new, and exciting. We spend all year trying to figure out how we can put a new edge on entertainment just for you, the common people, and lords such as yourself.
Yeah. Okay. Then he'll just trail behind Solana and Bon, keeping an eye on them and people's reactions.
Yeah, you definitely notice the doorman looks up at Bon and gives like an oh my, you know, like stout woman. You're not sure what the intent is behind his intention, but it doesn't seem nefarious or overly curious.
Okay.
Inside, you can see Bon and Solana have stopped in front of one of the wagons, the first one. And a couple people have shuffled up next to them. And you see inside, again, there's just a dog. It's quite cute. And then the guy sitting on the stool there, he goes, "Behold, the mysterious, ethereal blink dog." And he takes a bone out from his jacket. And he twirls it in between his fingers, and the dog like gets up on its hind legs and starts jumping towards it, and he throws it like out of the bars and out into the like the circle where you guys are, like behind you, and the dog jumps in the air towards the bars and then poof, disappears. And then behind you, you hear and you turn around, and there is the blink dog behind you holding the bone and wagging its tail like insanely. And then the guy pulls out another bone and he goes, "Come here, boy, come here." And then the dog jumps again and then poof, disappears. And then when you turn around, he's back inside of the wagon. And the guy's petting him, and he takes the one bone back and lets the dog keep the other bone.
Dog's a shadow monk.
Solana claps.
Maeve is with them at this point. She caught up. Perfect. Maeve would like put her hands on her hip and nod approvingly. Very useful critter. Well, I would like one of those. Where'd you get he's one so of those? Cute. Just gonna start talking to the man inside. Where can you find one of those critters?
Well, all I can say is, and he says it kind of in a hush-hush sort of way, he's like, "Careful who you buy them from, because they have a tendency to get away and go back to their master." Quite easily, as you can imagine. Yeah, and as the dog is sitting there, like the guy kind of does a little hand gesture at it, and you can see the dog, and it just starts kind of like poof, poof, like appearing back and forth and chasing its tail, and then just like vanishing and reappearing, trying to snap at its own tail.
Very cute.
And let me see. You hear the next wagon over is quite wide, and you see a long, hairy appendage kind of stick out of it briefly, and the crowd of people like back away, and there's actually two gentlemen out front of this wagon. They're like, "Please keep your distance, folks. Please keep your distance. The bars are too skinny to get pulled through. However, you could crack a rib." And you can see, like, even as they're standing there facing the crowd, like, they keep looking over their shoulders and walking just a little bit closer. You can see inside there's like a lot of webbing all over. Like a good amount of slick, damp-looking webbing. You can see what looks like a deer carcass that is hung from the ceiling and wrapped, tightly wound in webbing. And then it takes you just a moment to realize that some of that white, glistening, pearlescent surface texture that you see is actually not webbing, but it is a completely bleach white, blue-eyed, probably blind, enormous spider about the size of a Volkswagen Beetle.
Is that bigger than the one we saw?
Maybe a little bit smaller than the one you guys fought.
Mm-hmm. Unimpressed.
No, she's having flashbacks.
Yeah. Maeve is going to shake her head a little bit and not get close to the bar. Mm-hmm. No. I've dealt with your kind before, and I'm not interested. She's going to walk away.
Like, the eyes are blinking at different rates.
Nope.
And each one kind of has a white mist in the middle of it, as though it reminds you strongly of a creature that is blind. There is a lot of noise coming from the next one, and you can see something fly out of it and strike one of the watchers in the chest, and he looks down and goes, "Gross!" And one of the circus people, like, vaults over, grabs him by the shoulder, and is like, "I am so sorry, I am so sorry. Come right this way, we'll get you cleaned up, and we'll get you a refund. Also, we'll stamp your hand, and if you give me your name, we'll make sure your family can come in tonight later for free." And you hear, like, some kind of shouting coming from over that direction.
Decent would head over to check it out, all while trying to keep an eye on those three.
I'd be headed over, interested, stalking over.
I'd be completely ignoring it, but spreading rumors that Maddox is coming to the night show.
To the night show.
Oh my gosh.
There's a lot of little hissing noises, the occasional little, like, and just, like, very energetic, high-octane, small, animalistic sounds. And you see in this wagon, the bars are quite thin and fairly close together, but easy to see, and it's backlit. There is a painting behind this wagon of a jungle, like big trees and vines. There are like some fake vines hanging from the ceiling. There's like trapeze set up. There is a teeter-totter that's set up inside of there. There is a merry-go-round and some sticks and some like little armor, and you can see a plethora of creatures about 2.5 feet tall in this area that are fighting, wrestling, swinging, jumping, vaulting, dancing, singing, just absolute pandemonium. Each one has a long snout, is scaled heavily, has spikes in various places on its body, sleek, beautiful looking scales, various states of dressed versus completely nude, and they are jumping about kind of much more graceful, perhaps, than a monkey, and much more reptilian than a monkey, but with all the energy and rambunctiousness of a cart of monkeys. You can see the kobold performers. Some of them look like they're supposed to be doing things that they've rehearsed, and others look like they've had entirely too much drugs or sugar.
She's just mesmerized. She loves it. She's never seen so much excitement before in a positive way.
Maeve would look over at Bon, though. What do you think of that, Bon?
Bon is looking down and she says, "If I had a fraction of that energy, then the chores would have been done by breakfast this morning."
Mm-hmm. I relate to that. Envy.
It's like Maeve's people.
One of the little ones is kind of in the corner and it's just sitting there and it's kind of in the shadow and it's like it's looking at you guys and then looking around, and you see one of the circus performers walks by and it like kind of goes cross-eyed and does a stupid little dance for a second, and then the circus performer leaves and it sticks out its tongue. And then it, like, hunches back down and he goes, hey, come here.
Solana comes here.
Closer.
Why?
So that I don't have to shout.
Okay. She'll go closer.
Listen, what do you need? I'm pretty good at procuring things. I'm a far traveler, you know.
I don't think I need anything. I'm pretty set with everything I have. I don't need much.
You're a boring person.
I don't get into trouble.
What about you?
I'm definitely not boring. But I also don't really need anything.
Listen, I'm trying to get out of this business. I'm worth more than this. And he points behind him, and one of his comrades is literally throwing feces.
What business are you trying to be in?
I'd like to be a shopkeeper. The trick is,
Like, even goblins get their lot in this life, but a kobold, nobody deals fairly with a kobold.
It's a right shame.
You know, we're the descendants of dragons, but we're treated like filth. Entertainment. In some parts of the world, luxury food items.
Oh, no.
It's not much of a life.
No.
I'm so sorry.
I'd like to start a movement. The Kobold Liberation Movement. But with boring people like you, probably never happen.
Alright. Well, why don't you just leave?
I can't just leave. If I get spotted, I'll be killed or trodden upon or abused, mistaken for a beast and chased by dogs.
Solana's like really sad right now.
Well, listen, you may not want to help out directly, but you can make a donation to the cause. And he pulls out like a little purse, and it says the words "the cause" in yarn that are like stitched on the purse.
Oh yeah, she drops like 3 gold coins.
Maeve is gonna hand, like grab her hand as she's reaching for that. So we won't donate directly at this time, but if you ever do get out, come find us. We'll look for work. This is my name is Maeve, and my farm is just outside town. Come on, Solana. She's gonna drag her.
Wait,
away.
What?
I'll give you an honest with the work.
I'm not here often, but I'm pretty sure just outside of town is pretty much just desert in every direction.
The agricultural section.
I guess that makes sense. Well, you have just a wonderful day. And then he like goes and he whistles, and then like one of the cross-eyed ones kind of looks over at him and he points at you guys.
Maybe it's gonna drag him away real fast. Come on, Solana, let's go.
Give where are we going?
I don't see this going well.
Oh gosh.
Both of us?
Yeah.
7.
10.
Oh yeah. Each of you feels a small plat in the back of your shoulder. And there is a damp, muddy spot on your clothing now, each of you. Upon further inspection, you will learn more.
She takes off her cloak and inspects it.
It smells. It smells kind of like...
Oh, gosh.
Fish and mud.
Fish and mud.
Maeve does not inspect it. Has already ascertained what it probably is. And takes a rag out of her little pocket. Many of her skirt pockets. And starts dusting it off and scrubbing Solana's shoulder. And like, hold still. And she like spits on it. And starts rubbing on her cloak.
It's if you ever had a bird defecate on your windshield. And you hit the windshield wipers. And it just makes it worse. Mm-hmm. That's sort of what's going on right now. Yeah.
Thanks, Maeve. I think I'm just going to roll it up and put it in my bag. I'm going to wash it later. I just wanted to help.
Can't trust anybody in this world.
I guess not. On to the next one. She's going to go look at the next one.
Bond is like, I think I understand what the cause is now. It's a worthy one.
What is it?
To not have defecation of cobalt thrown at your person. She says as though it's terribly obvious, and she's explaining it to a child.
Oh my gosh. Solana just like nods. Yeah.
You guys, checking out kind of the rest of what's going on, there's a play set up in a completely open, an open carriage of sorts, or wagon. Like, the whole front drops down into a second lower platform that thespians can stand and perch upon. And then there are, like, moving pieces in the back. You can see they have a setup where they can turn a crank and waves seem to crash back and forth. And it's complete with someone with a piece of sheet metal behind that makes stormy sounds. And you can see they're putting on a story about the waters far, far to the northwest in the land called Perilton, where there's stories of a brand new dock that is being built for mighty deep sea vessels, and the new world far to the north that everyone's going to go live at someday, far from the troubles of this continent, the politics, the elves, the dwarves, and the nobles who have their finger in everybody's pies. And you see there's another one. It just looks like they have a couple of well-grounded poles that have some kind of appendages sticking out of them, almost like ship's masts, and some trapeze and swings, and you can see tumblers tightrope walking and catching each other and throwing each other far above. Nothing too crazy, just about once every 5 minutes they do another trick here or another trick there, and the crowd oohs and ahs, and they talk about how there'll be a grander performance later tonight, possibly featuring Maddox, the elusive and mysterious Maddox. And you kind of walk around all ends of this basilisk, getting a look at it. You see scales and tail and possibly what look like decrepit, sad, leathery, bat-like wings. But it's very hard to make out what the overall shape of this thing is, as it's all wrapped up in and on itself around the grand circus performer, Sullivan.
I definitely want to come back tonight. We should come back tonight and see the show.
Well, I guess it depends on what Maddox and Daisy are to find out and what they're up to and if we have anything else going on, but I wouldn't be averse to seeing a show.
Yeah. I'll have to tell Maddox there's someone with the name Maddox going to be in the show. He's going to love that.
Oh, I somehow doubt that's going to be news to him.
Maddox with, once he was done with all that stuff, he'd be like wearing his cloak with the hood up now, trying to, you know, keep his face generally concealed, and trying to find Dacian again after all that.
Dacian, I mean, it's easy to find Bon.
Yeah, so I would probably look for Bon, and then you're like, okay, so it's
easy to hear Maeve. And Dacian is about 15 feet behind them in the crowd, just basically keeping pace with them.
Yeah. So wherever that would, could I find him then?
Yeah.
Are you trying to be hidden?
He's exactly where you think he would be.
Yeah.
In this situation.
Dacian is just being another.
Just another face in the crowd.
Yeah.
Okay. Cool.
You know him well enough.
Yeah. I would slide up kind of nonchalantly next to you, as if you're just, you know, hey, how's it going? And then lean in a little bit. Do you find anything out?
No, not really. Nobody even seems interested in who she is.
Yeah. I have a meeting set up with Sullivan later tonight after the show.
Really?
See cool. if I can figure something out from him directly.
See if he knows anything about anything.
Well, regardless, if it's a traveling circus, they've been a lot of places and hear a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
I'm sure they're privileged to a lot of information, whether they're involved or not.
Right. Would you like me to come along?
You know, at least be close by.
Okay.
I don't know if Sullivan has anything other than just his parlor tricks. But if he does, I don't like to be alone in those moments.
Understood. Fair enough. Yeah, it's been pretty boring and following these guys around. But they seem to be doing a great job of pretending to be interested in all this.
Solana. I'm like looking at Solana, just like bright big smile. Solana's a really good actress.
She is. She's doing really good.
Yeah.
I'm impressed.
I wouldn't be surprised if they wanted to come back tonight.
Would that coincide with the meeting you have?
Yes. I think it would be suitable.
You mean it would happen at the same time?
No. I think the meeting would be after
The
performance.
We could deal with that then.
Since performances, you know, all the performances they do here. Nothing to do with me.
Nothing to do with you?
Did I say that?
Yes, yes you did.
What I meant was, how long are we staying here?
Right now?
Yeah.
I'm about fed up with this place. Nobody seems interested in Vaughn.
Well, that is, I guess, a good thing.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. Or they're just better at concealing it than we would expect.
There is that possibility. But for now, the group of people here don't seem interested, so maybe we'll come back later and see what happens.
Yeah, just a thought. As we're leaving, if you want to hang behind, if they were interested, they would probably send somebody to follow her. I'm sure you've already thought of that.
Quite possibly. Yes, I will be doing that.
Great. I trust you to outspy the other spies.
That's what I aim for. Doesn't always work that way. I've got a couple of scars to show for that.
You're so modest. Maybe we let them finish up. Because they're having such a good time.
Okay.
Alright. Do you guys do anything else while you're there? The play continues. You can watch that as long as you want. It's dramatized. Pirates come in oddly sooner than you'd expect.
Besides just, like, enjoying it as long as she possibly can, she would just, like, make sure to get the stamp on the way out.
Mm-hmm.
To ensure that she has a good reason to come back.
Sure.
It'll be cheaper.
Yeah. So, on the way out, it's like a wax seal stamp, just like in our day and age you would get on your hand at a live music show, just, you know, when you exited the building so you could regain the entrance. It is what looks like a large, round eye with a single slit down the middle for the iris and pupil, and there are barnacles on the outside of it. So it looks like some sort of a sea creature's eye is this stamp, and it's in a deep purple ink on the back of your hand should you choose to accept it.
Yep, she'd have one of those on her hand.
And the attendant cheerfully puts it on your hand and says, "Make sure to come back tonight. We're going to roust the basilisk. Blind though it may be, it is still a fearsome creature. And, of course, we shall discover who this mysterious Maddox is."
Oh, I don't think it's too much of a mystery, but I'm curious to see how it shakes out.
Just so you know, our tumblers tend to be pretty drunk by about 1 a.m. So if you want to see someone fall...
That's an excellent tip.
What?
And rubs her hands. Oh, Solana, they're tumblers. They'll be fine.
Sure.
They tumble. That's what they do.
They all bounce at least once, and he laughs, and there's a little bit of booze on his breath.
Oh, my. So, where's Stacian? And Maddox?
Oh, they're around here somewhere. They'll find us.
Okay. I hope they enjoyed it, if they went in.
The circus is most interesting.
Glad you had a good time.
I think it was enjoyable.
Good. You deserve a day out.
It serves no purpose. It's very confusing.
It's fun.
Yes.
It's something for yourself.
It's fun. Sort of like cookies.
Mm. Yes. Yeah. But it's an experience instead of food.
Or, and she like grabs her hat. She says, hats.
Hats?
Headgear.
Headgear? Those are fun to you?
Yes.
Good to know. Maybe we can get you some more hats and cookies.
But I already have one, she says, confused.
You can have more than one.
This is a very strange land. I only have one head. And that's where we're going to call this episode.
That's the title of the episode.
I only have one head.
One head.
Oh, dear. Thank you for joining us in tonight's adventure. Don't forget to tune in Tuesday, 7 p.m. Alaska Standard Time to catch the next exciting installment of Frontier Fiction. Again, my name is Colton, and I've been your DM.
I'm Anna, and I've been Maeve.
I am Veda playing Solana.
I'm Zed playing Maddox.
I'm Wacy playing Dacian.
Bye.
Wait.
See ya.
Okay, toodles.
Catch you guys next week.
Keep your stick on the ice.